Testing, testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
We're not even a sports event, like really anything.
Yeah, but particularly with sports.
You know, like,
the bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll call, please.
Mr. Bond?
Here.
Mr. Holly?
Yeah.
Mr. Neff? Mr. McGovern?
Here.
Mr. Kakuma?
Here.
Mr. Josko?
Here.
Mr. Kopinski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzuak?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth?
Here.
Ms. Walter.
Here.
And you got Mr. Neff, did you get me?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. We'll stand now for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment for items not on this agenda?
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. Mark Fisher, 9130 Avenue. I've brought this question up a few times in the last half year, but I'm going to ask again tonight. On August 4th, this body heard PB 2203, 68 First Avenue, request for a minor site plan. That application was approved that evening, and the resolution was approved on August 4th. There was a stipulation, however, that the applicant needed to come back to verify the number of parking spaces required and to bring back accurate square footage recalculations, I'll call it. Mr. Stibe recommended that this condition be addressed prior to the resolution being adopted. However, the resolution was approved that evening. The resolution itself, maybe I just need a clarification, Mr. Stott, that the application was PB 2203, but the resolution actually says PB 2123 on the top. Was that maybe because of a previous filing that maybe he pulled back and refiled in 2022?
Not that I'm aware of. It's probably a clerical error.
Yeah, you may just want to check that because it's on file, but it's the wrong number. And under the special conditions, where the applicant shall submit a revised minor site plan identifying each proposed use and the square footage the same, and a calculation to confirm the number of parking spaces required is in fact 27. That was back in August. 7 months later, I keep asking the question, has the applicant submitted this required information? And it's still not here. So I'm confused why it takes so long. I was also confused why it got approved, but that's beside the point. But is there a statute of limitations on this approval? And I guess the second question is any work being done on the building? Because if he hasn't gotten the actual approvals of these two requirements, I don't see how he can get building permits to do anything in that building. So there are my questions.
I can respond to a couple of them. probably not all of it. With respect to the length of an approval, the approval provides that the zoning will not be changed for a period of 2 years from the resolution. So there's a 2-year period there. With regard to the submission of that additional information, I'm aware that there was a submission within probably the past week. I don't know if that's been thoroughly reviewed yet, but I know that they did submit information on that as to the parking and the distance from the geographic center of the parking area, the public parking area.
That is correct. The that applicant's professionals, the attorney, the engineer, did attempt to address that condition of the approval and had submitted some information, and my office is in the process of working with them to clarify a couple things and get the information to land on the plan as the resolution has stipulated as to be required. So resolution compliance has not been obtained at this point from the board.
But it's in the works.
It appears to be in the works, and I just want to clarify for the board that this is part of a private development application that was presented to the board. The board and the borough don't drive the schedule. It's really falls totally on them. Sometimes in my experience, work like that, resolution compliance, getting all your outside agency approval and all the housekeeping that goes along with the conditional approval does take a long time. Some of them do.
Okay. But so it's in the works. You've satisfied my questions, but you should check the resolution, just the numbers.
You'll do.
Thank you.
Any other public comments? Anybody on Zoom?
There is Christopher Cantor.
Bring him in.
Hang on. There's no hand raised, correct?
Oh, I don't know about
my
question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what we were.
So it appears there's one member of public in attendance. However,
doesn't
raise your hand feature is not implemented.
Okay.
To indicate they don't participate in public.
Okay. Very good. Pending litigation, Mr. Stark.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report that there is none.
Excellent. And any other business for any board members? Seeing none, can we have a call for adjournment?
Make motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Bonds and Majewski.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
My apologies.
Okay, regular meeting called to order. May we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Bond?
Yes. Here.
Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Mr. Kakamo?
Here.
Mr. Josko?
Here.
Mr. Kopinski?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth?
Here.
And Ms. Walter?
Here.
Approval of attorney vouchers for December 2022.
I'll make a motion to approve all.
I'll second.
Mr. Bounds?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Mr. Berth?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Approval of the minutes from the prior meeting, January 5th, 2023.
I'll make a motion to accept. Yeah.
Okay.
Second, Josko.
Okay. Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Mr. Berth?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Next item is Resolution PB 2222, Block 97, Lot 5, 96 First Avenue, First Cup LLC, granting variance and minor site plan approval. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept, Josco.
Second, Holly.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Katima?
Yes.
Mr. Josco?
Yeah, read these three, yeah.
Mr. Karpinski?
Yes.
I'll do it.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzuwak?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Mr. Burke?
Yes.
And Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the next order of business, number six, is PB 22-19, Kirsch, 78 8th Avenue. It was an application for bulk variance. The applicant has advised that they're not prepared to proceed at this time. They've decided to hold off on the application and requested that it be withdrawn without prejudice. So I'm looking for a motion and second to allow withdrawal without prejudice.
I'll make a motion to withdraw without prejudice.
Second, Holmes.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty? Sorry. Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Mr. Katima?
Yes.
Mr. Josco?
Yes.
Mr. Karpinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the next item of business is PB 22-14 in Zolico. That's 38 Asbury Avenue. It's an application for bulk variance. The applicant did not notice for this evening's meeting. They were unavailable. They requested that it be carried to March 2nd. They will have to renotice for that meeting. So if anyone is here interested in that application, it is being rescheduled to the March 2, 2023 meeting at 7 p.m. here. And that will be noticed, so that there will be a notice in the newspaper and to 200-foot property owners. The application after that, PB 22-21, Canamella, it's One Scenic Court, application for bulk variance. They also did not notice for this evening's meeting, were not prepared to proceed, requested that the matter be carried to the March 7 meeting, and they will be noticing for that meeting. So if there is anyone here interested in that application, it's on for March 2nd, 2023 at 7 p.m. in this room, and notice will be sent by the applicants with respect to those application.
Thank you, Mr. Stagg. Well, that concludes our business. Yeah, we have a motion to adjourn.
15 minutes, you went over 5 minutes.
Second, Karpinski.
Thank you.
Neff was first.
We can just do yay or nay on that one, thank you.
All
in
favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much for making the trip, everybody.
Yeah, for the first and second. You were all in favor of the opposed to that.
Thank you.